Oh, wow, this place is fancy.
Yeah, it's real nice. You'll like it.
Did Val get us the reservation?
Val?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Val Delaney. That's DCA's name. It's technically common knowledge that's available to the public, but it's also kind of niche knowledge all the same.
Are they gonna be okay with you sharing that with me?
Like I said, public knowledge. Besides, if they made the reservation, it's probably in their name.
Good point. Excuse me, reservation for Dr. Val Delaney?
Oh my. Mosaic and Solus, right this way. Here are two menus. Can I get you anything to start with?
We'll just need a bit. Thank you.
Yes, of course. Okay.
Jesus, these prices. Do you want me to pay?
The city can pay.
No, that's okay. I'll just cover it.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, that I can pay. Don't worry.
Legally or with stolen money?
Legally. Seriously, I can pay. I just forgot it wasn't as easy as walking in with my costume anymore.
Do they know you here?
Yeah. Me and Providence needs to come by all the time.
Why didn't the staff call me?
Because we asked them nicely not to? While showing off our very offensive powers?
I'm surprised they let you in, now that you're committed to not hurting people.
It's not like I don't tip.
Sorry, my bad.
God damn it, the press are here.
I'm not surprised. We came straight here from the tower, so of course the press would follow us.
Yeah, but... ugh. I miss when they were too scared to get this close to me.
There's definitely an adjustment period. It's exhausting having so many people care so much about your life, but that's why we have our secret identities, I guess.
You should stand up for yourself more.
What?
You don't have to answer every question they ask you. You're not there for their entertainment. You're there for their safety.
I am literally a public servant.
Yeah, but not like that. You deserve your privacy, even in your hero getup. You're already doing so much for them.
I guess I've never thought about it like that.
Well, now you have. And if you're too worried about DCA getting mad, I'll just take the heat. I don't mind yelling at a reporter.
I'm pretty sure you actively take joy in it, actually.
That's true, I do.
I'll keep that in mind, Mosaic. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I think we need to set some ground rules.
Jesus!
If you're going to do something this stupid, you should at least go about it in as smart a way as possible.
Okay, then what do you suggest?
Number one, no using Vindicator secrets to catch us in the act.
Obviously.
Number two, no giving away sensitive information about the Vindicators.
Well, yeah, duh, that's a given.
I can never tell with you. Number three, no falling in love with the damn superhero.
I would never! Who do you think I am?
An idiot.
I'm not... I won't fall in love with them. God, they're my nemesis.
Yes, and now you're taking them on dates at the most expensive place in town.
You heard about that?
It was all over the news. Everyone heard about it. AZ and Liar Liar are not happy.
Did you tell them I'm only doing this to infiltrate the Paragons?
Yes, I told them. They think you're on thin fucking ice. Absolute Zero is keeping an extra close eye on you.
Yeah, well, tell them to fuck off. I can take care of myself.
Just be careful, okay? We're not just worried about you betraying us. You're my brother, Apollo. I trust you. But being so buddy-buddy with the Paragons, you could get jailed, or hurt, or worse.
Solus would never seriously hurt me.
What makes you think that? Like you said, they're your nemesis.
They've never tried to harm me lethally before. They don't like killing people.
Yeah, well, Solus isn't the only one I'm worried about. The other Paragons are a threat too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but... but I just have to play my cards right. I took Solus on that date to really sell it, to convince the people and the Paragons that we're actually together.
Okay, I do trust you. Just remember where you came from, and remember that you could come back to us whenever you need to.
I will, Nevaeh. Good night.
Good night.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I wasn't paying attention.
Wow, are you a writer? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to read your notebook, but Evil Plan was written at the top of the page in bubble font.
That's, yes, I am a writer. I'm writing about supervillains.
How fun.
Right. And you're, what the hell is this stuff?
It's abstract. I'm an art student. Trade me?
Yeah, of course. Here's your sketchbook.
And here's your notebook.
Cool. Okay, bye. Oh, we're both going to the same place. This sucks.
Don't worry about it. Hey, Jude.
Hey, Mari. The usual?
Yes, please. And I'll cover this guy's drink, too, to make up for how awkward that interaction was.
Don't tell people about it!
It's okay. I won't judge. Hey, you're Nevaeh's brother, right? I've seen you around a ton, but never really introduced myself.
Yeah, I'm Apollo. And you're... Jude?
Yeah, does Nevaeh talk about me?
Yes, a lot. You're rarely on time.
I live a busy life.
Eh, I get it.
Apollo here is a writer.
Oh, fun. What do you write about?
Supervillains. And heroes, too. Your friend probably thinks I'm a psychopath.
I'm sure there are perfectly normal reasons to have Evil Plan written in your notebook, such as being a writer.
Hey, like I said, I won't judge.
Hey, Jude, can I slip behind the counter for a second?
I guess so? Ooh, okay. Now I need to clean that.
Hey, I can tell you think he's cute. You should go after him. Get your mind off of you-know-who.
You are my worst nightmare come to life.
I love you too. When is your shift over, Jude?
Oh, just a few minutes. I work the morning shift today.
Huh. Interesting.
Right, yeah, totally. Here's your drinks.
Thanks.
Will you be sticking around?
Does anyone come to a cat cafe just for the drinks?
A surprisingly large amount of people do, actually.
Oh, well, not me. I'm here for the cats.
Cool, maybe I could sit with you after my shift ends?
Yeah, okay. Why not?
Awesome. I'll clock out as soon as Nevaeh gets here.
Just clock out now, then. Hi, dumbass.
Hi, asshole.
I wish I had a sibling.
No, you don't.
Come on. I usually sit by Tabitha if I can find him.
Yeah, I think I saw him over by the window.
Hi, Tabs. How was your day? Wow. Mine too.
He's kneading your arm. Doesn't that hurt?
Sometimes love hurts, Jude. What can you do?
Right, sorry. So, do you work?
Not really.
How come?
You know how some people jokingly say they have a touch of the tism? Yeah, well, I have the whole word.
Oh, my cousin's autistic.
I don't know what to do with this information.
Oof, yeah, sorry. I don't know why I said that.
It's okay.
Well, what about hobbies? Besides writing, of course.
Oh, I mostly spend time here secluded in a corner with Tabitha or some other cat. I really like cats.
Oh, what breed is Tabs? I've never been able to tell.
He's a Somali. They're also called fox cats.
Oh yeah, he does look like a fox.
Somali cats are like the long-haired version of Abyssinians. They can be traced back to this one cat, Rabbi Chufa Saline, who was the first Abyssinian in the United States to have the long hair trait.
Wow, you really do like cats.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. That's cool. It's neat to learn about Tabitha's heritage.
Yeah, for sure.
So, tell me about your writing.
Oh, it's... I don't know what to say about it.
So do you write based on real superheroes and villains?
No, I don't really keep up with all that. Not really big on super stuff in real life.
Damn, Mosaic can make for some really good inspiration when it comes to Evil Plans.
Really?
Yeah, he's so smart, just, misguided, I'd say.
Misguided?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Providence's last attack on the bus station was taken right from one of Mosaic's plans.
Yeah, well, the bus system in this city is incredibly outdated and incredibly underfunded and has been for ages now. The governor doesn't give a shit about public transport despite the fact that so many people used to rely on it before the station started breaking down. Maybe now they'll rebuild the station bigger and better and our public transport can finally improve.
Sounds like you would really like Mosaic, actually.
I don't know. I don't think we'd get along. It's stupid and outdated, and that's why the bus system needs a total rehaul.
Yeah.
So, yeah?
Yep, you're right on this one.
Oh, cool.
Have you ever considered riding?